Each of these wives had a son. Hagar had Ishmael. Sarah had Isaac. These two sons are representative or prophetic of two groups of people in the world. Those who are of Hagar, that is, of the old Jerusalem, and those who are of Sarah, that is, the new Jerusalem. It seems pretty logical and pretty straightforward. And we find that the son of the bondwoman, that is, those people represented by Ishmael, the son of Hagar, i.e. the son of the old Jerusalem, the people of the old Jerusalem, those who consider the old Jerusalem as their mother, these people persecute the son of the free woman. And Paul says that we are of the free woman, not of the bondwoman. We being, in those days, the order of Pentecost, as opposed to the order of Judaism of the past. Now, we're accustomed to hearing complaints these days about how the Christians have persecuted the Jews for 2,000 years. But in actuality, Christian persecution of Jews and others did not really begin for many centuries, at least until the 4th century when Constantine Christianized the Roman Empire. For the first few decades, the Jews were the primary persecutors of Christians. Just read the book of Acts. We've already done studies on this. It's pretty clear. Unless, of course, you don't believe the Bible. In which case, well, it's one man's word against another then, I guess. But it really started with the execution of John the Baptist, followed by the crucifixion of Jesus, followed by the stoning of Stephen, Saul himself, who was given letters to prove persecution of the Christians because he had the letters to prove it. Okay? So Paul was not a second-hand witness. He was an eyewitness because he was actively involved in it. He was speaking of his own experience here in Galatians 4. He had been of Ishmael in that sense. He had been a part of the Hagar company, and now he was a part of the Sarah company, of the New Covenant. Just because somebody is of one company doesn't mean they can't become a part of another company. It is not something that you are born with and you'll die with. It is a matter of the heart. It's a matter of belief. It's a matter of faith. Are we of the old Jerusalem or the new? Do we place our confidence that the kingdom of God will be established by the old Jerusalem or by the new? Or put it this way, is our faith in a system that rejects Christ, or is our faith in Christ? And has Christ called the old Jerusalem to bring forth the promised seed, or has he called the new Jerusalem to bring forth the promised seed that will establish in the earth the promises to Abraham? Which Jerusalem is it? That's the question.